Romantically Inclined podcast is a sexually explicit podcast. If you are uncomfortable with such topics, please turn it off now. This episode in particular will touch very briefly on the topic of weight and plus size heroines. Thank you. Hello again, people. Welcome to what is probably going to be episode 3 of the Romantically Inclined podcast. Today I am bringing you Michaela. And Michaela and I met via Instagram, as best friends tend to do these days, when she just dropped into my DMs. I don't even remember why or how. And yeah, now here we are, and we converse multiple times a day about absolute nonsense. It's just like Vine-like quotes back and forth and TikTok quotes. But hello, Michaela. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I think the first thing is people are surprised to see that I'm tall because I have this real like short girl crazy energy.
Wait, how tall are you? You do seem short.
I'm 5'9".
What the fuck? You give off like 5'3" energy. No joke.
Yeah. So I'm 5'9". I know that's there you go. I've shocked Kate immediately. Like I've shocked the unshockable. The woman with the monster memes is shocked by that. So
you just look short. I don't know.
Yeah. And then Kate will agree with this. I always describe myself as like the best friend in a romance novel. Like she's just too loud, too much, too crazy. And she should never get her own book. So she never does. Like she's just that character that's sort of like screaming at people. And then that's that. So yeah, that's me. I have an Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Goodreads. I'm everywhere all the time.
And what is your handle?
My handle is @lovemichaelaeve, but you can find me on Kate. It's like I'm always kicking around saying things to her and her mom. So
that's true. She's just harassing us a lot. Are we actually friends or are you just like in my DMs so much there's an illusion of friendship?
Yeah. Am I your Tyler Durden? That's the thing.
Oh my God.
Am I all the ways you wish you could be? That's me. I look
this
how you
podcast look. Just me interviewing me and like I'm just crazy. Perfect.
Doing an Australian accent. Yeah.
Perfect. So actually I think one of the first things like Michaela really messaged me about that I fully remember was like a couple months ago, she like just DM'd me a video in which she did it for her YouTube channel and it was her reading like me for a month. And so I watched it at the time and I was like, absolutely perfection. But tonight to refresh, I watched it with my husband, Rob. And I would just like to preface this review so that I could remember. And 90 seconds in, I wrote, husband sighs loudly. He's such a dick. He was just like, ugh.
That is the reaction that most men give me. And that's why I give them no respect. So... And I would like to say that I do have a husband and a son. You're absolutely allowed to feel sorry for them. Like you can imagine if this is how I am on a podcast, you can imagine how I am in everyday life.
I would love to just like be in your everyday life. I want to be receiving crazy emails. Michaela sends crazy ass emails to her kids' teachers and principal. Her kids' principal is like a hot ex-rugby player or something though.
Mm-hmm. But we're not allowed to ever like mention his name or show his face, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
some people he is their type. Yeah,
he was hot. I saw a picture of him, and yeah, I was like I can't tell like do the teachers at the school love you or hate you? Like I was like I cannot pick up what vibe. She never sends me the emails that they send back, so as far as I know, like they never send emails.
Yeah,
back.
They don't want any record of that. Like they just Yeah, they just don't. They'll talk to me about it in person because I'm just so off the wall. You know, like my kids go to a Catholic school and I always joke around and I'm like, well, you know, like I paid my fees. Like they've got to stay here. You know, my daughter's really smart. So she always brings up the like grade. So every time something sketch happens and I'm always like to the principal, I'm like, yo, bro, like I can take her to another school. So he's always like, oh, like lives in constant fear of like, you know, her being kind of wrenched away.
Oh, no. So they only put up with you to have access to your brilliant daughter.
Isn't that the way the world works, though? Like, it's just sort of... No, but perfect. But I, you know, I'm like this in real life. So, you know, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Michaela sent me this video and I'm like, holy shit, I'm famous. And like the whole time, every time you talked about me in the video, I like just looked at Rob and I was like, that's me. She's talking about me. And at one point he was like, why am I watching this? He's like, it's just book reviews. And I was like, yeah, but she's talking about me in between like every book review. And he was like, I don't care. And I was like, okay, bud,
was like, you're the shit you make me watch, they never talk about you. They don't give a shit about you. You know? And now I'm on YouTube and someone is talking about your wife on YouTube.
Yeah.
You should be excited about this.
And he was so absolutely not excited.
Once it got to like Ice Babies or whatever, the novella, Ice Planet Barbarians novella, he was like, I'm fucking done.
It was like the cover comes up on the screen. I don't need to see this on my television. Like, I'm listening to this bitch singing about it in bed. Like, it's just like, but that was, yeah, I probably filmed that about like 4 months ago, I want to say. So even now I've got so much more material. Like, I've got to do a part two. Like, it's just, it's got to happen.
Well, we will for the podcast, because I plan on having Michaela on here a lot to review just some of the like most absolute bonkers shit that I have read that I'm now making her read so she can like suffer along with me, but suffer in a good way. You know, like the Potato Shifter romance I talk about all the time was amazingly written, but top absolutely of my awful. And if you read.
Yeah, if you've sent me something on Instagram saying you've got to read this, I'm sorry, but that is next on my list. Like, I'll be like, no problem, I'll pop it on my list, but this is the Potato Shifter. Yeah, I've just got to finish my current read, all of Ice Planet Barbarian, then I'll read Ice Home, and then I will read The Potato Shifter.
You're on like book 9 of 38 of Ice Planet books.
I'm a very fast reader. Or if I get an audiobook, I can listen to it on 3 times the speed. So.
I never listen to audiobooks, but the most I've been able to do is like 1.3 times, like the one time I listen to an audiobook.
Well, like my kids, they're not at the stage of like screaming as communication. I mean, unless they're at each other's throats. So you need to like listen out for a baby. I've just got actual children trying to tell me about things. So
yeah, that's true. Remy is not really talking so much as literally just screaming. So I don't have to decipher it because it's like, I know it's nonsense, but it doesn't make it any better.
That continues. That continues. You'll,
perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited for that. So I did go through all the books. And what made me laugh is, like, you're, like, reviewing the Ice Planet Barbarian books, especially, like, the novellas, and I actually skipped every single novella. And so at one point, you're like, this novella is incredibly, like, Georgie and Bechtel's, you're like, this novella is incredibly important to the rest of the plots. And I was like, oh, no, like, I fucking ditched that. I don't give a shit about epilogues. I don't give a shit about, like, little bonus novellas for the most part. But there are a couple exceptions to that. But now I'm like, oh no, I should, like, when you were like, it's so important, I was like, I should have gave a shit. Like, I definitely,
they're all like 60 pages. Honestly, read them. Like,
I even own the paperback that has it in the back, right?
I cannot devolve to that level. I am a completionist. I have to read it all.
I'm awful. I skip all around. There's definitely books that I just like never even read the first book of a series and just like ditched it.
Well, yeah, that was, we were talking about this the other day with the Alona Andrews books.
Yeah.
This is like when I've, this is, okay, so this is like, this is classic Kate. Okay, so she posts this story and she's like, oh, so I'm reading this book from Alona Andrews. Like, I love it. And it turns out it's book 2. So it's a trilogy. You need to have read book 1 to understand it. So she's like, well, I read all of book 2. And then I went back to book 1. And then there was another trilogy. So I read book 2 of that, not realizing it was book 2. And then I had to go and read book 1. And then I read book 3. And at that time, I was like, she is insane. Like, who can live like this? So I just had to read those books. And I did love them. But yeah, it was just, that was classic you. Like, just everywhere, here, there, everywhere.
Yeah, that was a problem. I even went into book 2 not realizing it was book 2 until it was almost over. And I was like, I do not understand. So I read White Hot before I read Burn for Me. I used to be a reviewer for Avon every year. I don't know how many there are, but a decent number of people that they send books to every month. At the end of the time, what they did is they asked every single reviewer to pick their favorite Avon book. And so somebody picked White Hot, and I get it, but like, this is not a good process because there were at least 8 books that were not the first book in a series.
Yeah.
Somebody literally picked White Hot. Although, again, to be fair, they didn't tell us why we were giving our favorite books. So I don't think it was the person's fault, but I'm like, this is not a good process. So I end up with White Hot, not realizing it is the second book in a series. Nowhere on the front of that fucking book does it say book 2.
Hmm.
I get all the way through and I go, I am missing some very important information.
Yeah, this is where Kate needs to start reading the synopsis of a book. Like, she'll just sit, she'll be like, well, let's read this.
I'm a blind reader.
Yeah. But she will read the last page. Like, she needs to know that it's a HEA.
Yeah.
But she will not read a synopsis. It's like, I don't want to know what the book's about, but I want to know that it's going to end in a happy way. So it is the chaotic mind. I need to do your birth chart.
See, my process is I'm either going to go in blind, like 100% blind, or, which I do with a lot of books that authors request, when authors request me to read their book, I tend to go in blind because I'm just like, yep. If I think too much about it, I'll turn myself off of it and I won't want to read it. Just because, like, if it even mentions pregnancy in the, like, synopsis, I'm out. Except for Ice Planet Barbarians.
No, I agree.
But then
that's breeding, though. It's not even pregnancy.
That's true. That is very true. And it's the perfect time. Or flip side, I'm reading the synopsis on Goodreads and then I'm reading 80 reviews. And by that point, I turn myself off. So in both scenarios, I'm turned off, basically. But I did. So do I
turn her on, guys? Hear that?
Do I need to go back and read? Then do I need to go get my paperback and read the back or the like novella at the end? You said it's important for like character development or something. Did I like miss out?
Well, I felt it was.
I believe you.
A deep ocean of emotion. I like to psychoanalyze things that don't really need it. Like, this chick is fucking a 7-foot-tall blue alien on a frozen planet. And there I am talking about character development. You probably don't have to read it.
Well, you know what? Now I'm going to read it just so that I can determine whether your review is actually accurate or not. And that will determine if I ever watch your videos again. Like, what if you're like a horrible reviewer?
Yeah, it's going to be like that. Okay, that's fine.
Oh, the other thing that I saw is every time you held up a book, why are the books in Australia? Michaela lives in Australia, so it's 10:30 my time right now, and it's like the middle of the day for her, which is like super fun for scheduling purposes. Why are your book covers shiny?
Yeah, right?
Is that an Australia thing? Like, she held up her books in the YouTube video and they were like Weather Girl by Rachel Lynn Solomon.
A lot of them.
Why was it shiny? Mine's like a matte. Yeah, let me.
A lot of ours are glossy.
Can you see this? Well, fuck, my camera's shit, but like.
We're glossy here.
It's not glossy. It's a matte. It's like rough too. It's a rough cover. What's going on?
Wow. Was it an arc or?
No, this is a freaking finished copy. So that's just one more weird thing about Australia.
Yeah. Is this a real place?
Let
us know if you want an episode on that.
Michaela just will literally go through every book on her bookshelf and determine if it's different in America. Okay, so what Michaela and I really wanted to talk about tonight, today, well, it's my night, her day.
Whenever you're listening to this.
Whenever you're listening, could be like 2 a.m., it doesn't matter, was we both decided to buddy read, and I am fucking awful at buddy reads. Like, so basically we were just like, let's read for this podcast, you have 24 hours notice, get it done, and we did not talk really during it. So yeah, I don't really know, how are you supposed to do a buddy read?
Before we sat down, she's like, have you read it? I was like, yeah, I've read it. Like, she had not started reading it yet. And I was like, yeah, I've read it. Like, it's been read. But I think with a buddy, well, I don't know, because we both read really fast. Mm. Like, it'll literally just be boom, boom, boom. Typical buddy reads, I think that you sort of discuss after a couple of chapters. I think for us, we'll just talk about it at the end of the book. It's like, have you read the book? Yeah, I've read the book. The book was good. What did you think of the book, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking, normally I see people and they're like, okay, like tonight we're going to read chapters like 1 through 10 and then discuss, or, you know, and I've never done a buddy read before. I've only done my friend Shayna yelling at me to read a book so that she can like tell me things about it, which is like as close as I've gotten to a buddy read. So
yeah,
well, I've never, even in a book club, I've never been in a book club where we read the same book. So I don't understand how they work. Oh. But long story short, we decided to read Muscles and Monsters by Ashley Bennett. And I forget, did we pick it just because it looks so cute? And it was like a short read?
Yeah, you literally said to me, you're like, have you read this? And I go, no. And you're like, we'll read this and we'll talk about it. That's perfect. Exactly how it happened.
That's a good system. That's a good system. I like that. Yeah. I like when people just do what I say.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's a Virgo thing.
But it was on my TBR because it has a plus size heroine who joins a gym, but not to lose weight, which was incredibly refreshing and something I was desperate to get my hands on. She joins because she drops a cake because she's weak. She has weak arms. And she's like, I'm going to join this gym so that I can be stronger and not drop sheet cakes, basically. The fun fact is that there is monsters in this world. So the guy who helps her is like a wolf monster and not like a wolf shifter. He's like literally like an, what's the word? Anthropomorphic? Is that a word? That's a word.
Do I look like I know what that fucking word
what
is?
What does it mean?
Serious?
What?
Pick somebody else.
He's a two-legged wolf, but he's like, he doesn't shift. He's like a wolf all the time. So he's like a wolf head and a wolf mouth and like wolf teeth and a wolf tongue. That's disgust. Mm-hmm. Also. And so he owns a gym. And yeah, that's basically the plot of this book. Right? Am I missing anything? No. She's
no,
a baker.
He has a muzzle,
that's
too.
Important.
The muscle.
Oh, yeah. He has huge thighs and a
huge
thighs. Really good butt, I guess. Which, like, yeah. What does a wolf butt look like? Do you?
Well, I tried to Google it because I was, and you know what? Google Images wasn't helpful because Atlas is the male main character. The shifter main character. Anyway, so he has an ex-girlfriend who is, you know, she's the mean one in the book. So I was like trying to get like a feel for her, and she's, you know, described as being a bitch, but she has breast implants. So I actually Googled wolf woman with breast implants and it just gave me nothing. Like, it was really upsetting.
I feel like you really fucked your Google search there.
You know?
Okay. But now I'm confused. Do the wolf women, this was not brought up. Do they not usually have boobs, or did she just get boob enhancement?
I don't know. Like, was it more than two boobs? Because they have teats, don't they?
I did look that up. I looked up how many nipples do wolves have.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like,
if he has pecs, does he have, like, 12 pecs?
Yeah. Is that
they
what
can
you,
have
like,
between,
was...
like, 8 and 12 nipples, by the way.
Exactly. Well, was Tegan confusing his abs that she waxed poetic about? Were they actually teats? You know, like...
Cannot with you. The word teats in an Australian accent is just like the best thing to happen to me today. This is a good point though. And I feel like we just have to go with like the furries situation. You know what a furry is?
I know, yeah.
Okay.
I've been on Tumblr. I know what a furry is.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like we just need to go where it's like they have human bodies covered in fur. So I'm going to assume that she had boobs that made her insecure or unhappy, and so she enhanced them with breast implants versus not having any boobs at all. Although maybe when they blended with the human society, there was a lot of pressure to fit human beauty standards.
Yeah.
And then she had fake boobs put in.
Yeah, it's opened up a big discussion. And it's a weird
discussion.
We should
have had Ashley Bennett on here to like give us her like point of view.
Yeah.
And like what she was picturing.
No, absolutely. I completely agree with that.
Like, I mean, you look at the cover, and I wish we could show you guys the cover, but you can Google it, whatever. He's, like, hot, you know? Like,
Atlas,
my first instinct
was,
like, this wolf man is attractive. And is that where we are now? Where I'm, like, looking at, like, a literal wolf and being like, yeah, he's good looking for, like, a wolf.
Well, Kate, yesterday I sent you a picture of an old-timey camera and said that I would fuck the analog dialect. So I'm pretty sure I'm there. Are you there with me? Like, are we together?
You're just fucking literal, like, machinery at this point.
If it doesn't talk, I don't, like, if I don't have to listen to another man, that's fine. If he's
perfect.
Got the equipment and I don't have to listen to him, that's great. Like, fantastic.
Honestly, I think we're all getting to that point in
Absolutely.
Our lives.
And it's COVID safe. Like, it's like...
I'm going to post the picture that she's talking about when this episode is airing. So, like, check my feed because... you'll get to see the camera that Michaela would fuck. Perfect. So yeah, anyways, we did really like this book though. It's super cute. Like, it's like at one point she like drops down and gives him a blowjob, like in the gym. I like the gym setting, even though I haven't stepped foot in a gym in like 4 years. I was still able to like picture a gym, so it worked. If you don't know what the inside of a gym looks like, feel free to Google it. We did have a couple problems with this book though. And Ashley, if you're listening, these are not serious problems. I don't know if you're going to listen to this. Two things. One, Michaela, why don't you bring up... Michaela messaged me today with a big issue that she was Googling. What was your problem with this book?
The big issue is I was just sitting there minding my own business, as I often am. And I thought, what flavor was the frosting that Tegan took to Atlas as dessert, which we will get into in a moment. And the frosting was chocolate flavored. And I was like, chocolate isn't good for dogs. That's, you know, the you can have the rest of my milk, that slogan. And then it turns out that it was chocolate frosting. Kate went and looked, and chocolate is toxic for wolves. So I'm assuming if Atlas has a muzzle, he has fur all of over his body, he is allergic to chocolate. And that worries me. I can put up with a lot in fiction. Like, I absolutely can. Like, I can, you know, I can fuck a wolf man. I can do whatever. But I just can't. Fabric of society will collapse if we allow wolf shifters to eat chocolate. That's all I have to say. Like, I can't.
And we did think about, like, if Jacob from Twilight could ingest chocolate. And we decided yes, because he can ingest it as a human. And not in his wolf form, but Atlas is wolf all the time. And so I guess maybe there's a loophole, though, in that he's first and foremost a monster and not like a wolf. Also, are there wolves in this book? Like, can he talk to actual wolves?
I am firmly team no. I can't. You can think that he can eat chocolate. Like, you can think about that. I cannot. No. There's no way. It's just,
I guess,
not possible.
Yeah. And this leads to our other like main issue, though, with this book. This actually, it's mostly just my issue personally, is that she is a baker. Okay. That is her profession. She is a wedding cake baker. Instead of, she's supposed to bring a dessert. That's their deal. He's making her dinner at his apartment. She is going to bring the dessert. And instead of bringing a cake or a cupcake, which Atlas has already said that he loves, she shows up with a bag of frosting and her tits. And that's dessert. That's literally the dessert she brings. She brings a box full of frosting.
Mm. Yep.
And I'm literally reading it and I go, hell no. That is absolutely not. That's not going to work for me. If you are a fucking professional baker and you say that you are bringing dessert, I am expecting greatness. I am not expecting buttercream frosting in a tube that is going to be squirted onto my body. Mm. However, I did pull my husband and I said, honey, if you had a date and the woman brought frosting in her boobs as a dessert, would you be upset? And he said, and I quote, no.
No. Like, personally, if you're a baker, I'm expecting a croque en bouche. You know what I mean? Like, I want something impressive. I want to take a photo. No, I want to take a video for my Instagram story and I want to put a good song to it. And I want to be like, ooh, you know, like do a zoom angle thing. I don't want to say, whoa, you know, I invited this new guy over. He's a baker. What did he do? He sprayed some frosting on his cock and that was my dessert. You know, I could do that with anyone. I could pull.
It just doesn't make a good story. Well, it does make a good story. It's a really good story for a very small group of people in your life.
Yeah,
but you're not.
I tell everyone everything. I can't help myself.
It's gonna wind up like in a school email.
Yeah, it's gonna end up in a reel where I'm referencing someone, like subtweeting someone via a reel.
Yeah, I just and so I was wondering. I was like, is this a difference between like men and women, or just like, is this like a me and you problem? That like, did other people? I want to go read reviews and be like, did other people have this issue?
Well, I read reviews and people were worried. It was my first initial worry that she was going to put it on him, and he's covered in fur.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, shit, like that's so, you know, could you imagine that? Like someone just comes and plops like a load of frosting on your head, like you just go. Why? Like how
and
is
then
this sexy?
Licks it on out of your hair.
Yeah. You know. But no, like apparently it was just gonna be for his appendage and she was gonna have it licked off her. But that's like, I don't know, that's just not a very exciting dessert. Like you could definitely do that afterwards, but make the man a cupcake.
You have to you have to really like cock though.
Yeah.
Like to make, not only did she force him to have her for dessert, but then she was forced to lick dick as her dessert.
Oh, honestly.
I just don't.
Well, she did give him that blowjob in the gym, which, like, you know.
That's true.
Them being in the gym at 4:30 in the morning was obscene.
Oh my god, we forgot. We didn't talk about that. Like, the blowjob was at 4:30 in the morning.
4:30 in the morning. You know, I'm not even opening my mouth for coffee at that time. You know, let alone a blowjob in a gym.
Well, that's because you like to edge yourself with coffee for some reason.
I do.
You just like to, like, wake up and see how long you can go without coffee, just thinking about coffee the whole time.
And then I got a monster headache from that. I had to have a 2-hour nap because I didn't have my coffee in due time. And I'm, like, looking at the clock now, and I'm like, ooh, I could have another coffee soon. Like, that's not going to disrupt my sleep at all.
I have 2 cups of tea a day, one when I wake up and then one between 2 and 3 p.m. to get me through the rest of the day. That's my schedule. So
cute. That is adorable.
And then, but today I accidentally forgot to drink it, and then I had it at like 5:30. So I'm pretty wired right now.
And your sundae as well, that won't be helping.
Oh yeah, then I had a sundae with a shit ton of caramel. That's a dessert.
Say that again, say caramel.
Caramel. Caramel.
Caramel.
I say both ways.
Yeah. No, Americans and Australians saying things completely different. Like, you guys don't say the color mauve, right? You say mauve.
Mauve. Yeah.
And plaited, like when you plait your hair, you say plaited.
Well, I've never plaited my hair in my life. What is that, a braid?
Some audiobook people do that. Look at us digressing. This is what every conversation of mine, ours and Kate's, are like. Like, we're just plaited.
My hair. Food. You don't plait hair. I don't like it.
Yeah. No.
Take back your words, Australia.
Sorry.
Whatever. I wrote notes for this conversation. And it's just, like, it's absolute chaos. Like, at one point, I wrote that we need to talk about male virgins.
Okay.
And then I also put, I wrote generational trauma. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring that up, though. I feel like that's a little bit, like, episode 10 of the podcast. But I did want to bring up that in Ice Babies,
mm-hmm.
you brought up a very good point, which Ice Babies is a novella that I did not read in the Ice Planet Barbarian series, and you brought up that they named the babies Elsa and Anna.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that in the heroes, what's his name, Pashov, is it him?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, he cannot pronounce his own children's names. Like,
yeah, I hated it,
they're too American or like English for him to say. What the fuck?
No, it was, like, it actually genuinely pissed me off. Like, this poor man, like, he was just like, Elsa, Anna. And that's obviously, like, in the Ice Planet Barbarian series, if you guys didn't know, a lot of them kind of combine names. And there is, like, obviously, you know, they've had to learn the language and things like that. But Elsa and Anna, like, they just came completely out of nowhere. I felt that, like, Ruby Dixon was like, oh, that'll be a funny thing. It was not a funny thing. Like, I'm sorry. No.
I feel like in her, like, she's got like 38 books, that the amount of names she ran through in like her like 75 books that she has written, I'm like, okay, I can understand. Like, you don't want to use good names on like the children of characters you're never going to write about, you know?
But these, so I get like just picking. Novella. That's
like whenever I'm writing a story, because sometimes I pretend I'm going to be an author one day, I'm always like, okay, like, here's my list of good names. And I'm like, here's the list of names I'm going to name, like, their parents or that weird guy at work. And it's always, like, Gerald and Don.
Mm.
Like, just names that I'm like, this is not a romance hero name.
No. It's not until you have children that are at school that you realize that there are no original names ever. Anywhere. Ever.
Honestly, there really aren't. When I was in college, right before I met my husband, I am quoted as saying, I will never date a guy named Rob. Those words came out of my mouth not 3 weeks before I met him. And his name is Rob, for those of you wondering. And I dated a lot of guys with like really like unique names. I was like, I cannot date somebody with like a boring ass name. I have a boring ass name.
Yep.
I need to date someone who is also has like main character name, even if it's not main character energy, just like main character name. And then Rob came into my life, just made a liar out of me.
Yeah. Well, my daughter has main character energy, like her name does, but my son, no. But I didn't name him. He named himself. I had a prophetic dream of him and he named himself.
It's a cute name.
Yeah. I don't like it though.
You were like, I felt really backed into a corner on this with my dreams.
Like a gun was held to my head by like a baby spirit.
What? Fuck. So we are going to wrap up this episode because I don't know how long you guys want episodes to be. And I figure Michaela is literally the most chaotic person I know. Her energy is unmatched and she has absolutely no filter. So even though she said that she would fuck what is a standing camera, basically, I would like to know, I would like to know what type of monster Michaela would not fuck.
A Republican.
What? Damn it, that's actually a really good answer. What the fuck? Why did you come up with that fast? Jesus Christ. You said, I didn't even finish the goddamn question. It was like Jeopardy. It's like a buzzer over there. Oh my God. And did I notice that you flipped that to be Americanized though? Didn't you say that it's different in Australia, but you're used to Americanizing?
Is the liberal it's the liberal. So like when I talk to Americans and I'm like, yeah, but they're like, what, who are you talking about? And I'm like, so I translate into American. Like I would never call your baby's stroller a pram, you know, like that's what I would call it here, a pram.
I kind of want you to, going to it just okay. It sounds sophisticated.
Yes, with this beautiful twang that I have in my voice. But yeah, that's my answer. What's your answer? What would you never fuck?
Okay, I've given it a little bit of thought. I don't think I could fuck a reptile. Like not like I'm not fucking an actual lizard, but you know what I mean. Like I read Naomi Lucas's like what do you call them? That's not a basilisk. Somebody did ask me about a basilisk, but it's like a, I don't know, the first one's called like viper. They're just like snake people. So they have like snake tails and then they have like a human upper half. I need softness, and I just don't want to be snuggled up against scales all the time. Like Katie Robert, like her double dick dragon book, The Dragon's Bride or something. I can't snuggle a cold-blooded reptile.
Yes, yeah, so
are they cold-blooded or are they warm-blooded? Because they're not under heat lamps.
Yeah, we'll see. Like in the middle of summer in Australia, I would definitely go a lizard. It gets really humid here. Our weather's a lot like Florida. I think that would be quite pleasant. I think that my husband will divorce me when he's not going to listen to this. Who am I kidding? Coat.
It was like 55 degrees in Australia the other day, and you were like, "I'm freezing," and you're going to snuggle up with a fucking cold-blooded reptile
in summer.
In the summer,
I've got hoes in different area codes, Kate.
So in the summer, harem sort of bitch. You would fuck a lizard.
Yes.
But maybe in the summer you would not fuck a wolf man because it's like 120 degrees Fahrenheit and you're going to be cuddled up to fur.
Yeah, I don't think so. Can you imagine the smell? Like you just, you know, and then there's a summer storm every afternoon here. He'd get caught in it. His fur would be wet. Just no.
Ooh. Do you think that in these like worlds, if there were monsters that came into our world, would they separate or like go into certain countries based on like, yeah, like if they have fur, are they staying more like northern hemisphere? If they're reptiles, are they sticking like more in like Mexico, Australia? Like, do you think that they would pick it? And they'd be like, just like we find certain animals in certain places, you'd find similar monsters in those places?
Well, I would hope so for their own sense of like self-preservation. But, you know, if they're stupid enough to approach humans, I cannot guarantee that they would stick to the correct climate. I just can't.
I feel like you'd still find like wolf men like down south. They'd be like in LA trying to fuck models. Wolf people are definitely like the kind of people who would fucking hunt down models in LA. I just really feel that strongly.
Speaking of that, Baby in the Late Night Howlers is definitely on my list.
That is such a good...
Because that was what you, like you were ride or die for that book.
Did you just go there from, there's no wolves in it. So if you were, did you...
Aren't they wolves?
No.
No, they're like, they're a werewolf pack, aren't they?
No, it's Omegaverse, but they're not wolves. They're just people with knots in their dicks.
Well, you know.
Which is confusing because I also went into it thinking it was going to be shifters because Catherine Moon, the author, does a lot of like monsters. She did A Lady of Rooksgrave Manor and Company of Fiends, and she did a... Alien one where the woman is an alien and she has to trade sex favors with sex robots in order to be protected.
That sounds like my sort of book.
It is actually really, really good. It's a bunch of like sex male robots and she is going into heat and there's like these people of her species that are, which I'm pretty sure she just looks like a human, but who, if they like fuck her while she's in heat, they end up like, she ends up mated to them and like in their society, the women have to like tend to the household and this woman's like basically a space pirate and she's like, I'm not fucking going without a fight. So she's like, I will have sex with you, or if you have sex with me, sex robots, I will like fix all your machinery. So they're like sentient sex robots.
That sounds like a grown-up version of that book Cinder. What was that called by do you remember that book? It was like that YA book from years. You're like, I've never read a YA book in my life on purpose. Like,
it is called Cinder. I never read it, but at least there is a book called Cinder that is a YA book.
Yeah, by Marissa Meyer. It sounds like that, but like pornographic. I like that. Yeah. And you have really good thighs.
Well, not that. I actually, okay, you know that reel I did? What the fuck was it about? Anyways, it referenced my thighs in some way. And somebody, like, I got like 15 DMs about like how my, like, it wasn't relevant to me because my thighs weren't big enough for the reel. They were like, there's no way that like, they're like, the reel didn't make any sense because your thighs weren't big enough. I can't remember what the fucking reel was, though, so this story makes no sense, but I just thought it was hilarious that, like, 15-ish people, like, popped in my DMs just to let me know that my thighs aren't, like, big enough. Whatever.
They should tell you you look better without makeup as well while they're there.
I hate that. Such a backhanded fucking compliment, too. Like, I'm like, okay, well, I put on makeup today, and, like, you're literally looking at me and just telling me, like, I look terrible right now is what I'm hearing. So rude. It's just when a man's like, I like natural women, and it's just like, no, you like what you think. And obviously, there are women who do not wear makeup, but most of the time when they say that, the women they're talking about are wearing natural makeup. But it's like,
yeah,
no, she's still wearing makeup, bud. She's just really fucking good at it, and you can't tell.
Yeah, this is why I don't talk to men. It's that simple.
That's true, because you did, like, you did, what do you call it? Esthetician?
Esthetician. Yeah, so I am. So yeah, like men who think that women have, well, you know, that people just don't have body hair and things like that. I'm the woman responsible for that. I'm shooting laser beams into people's assholes. So you're welcome.
How many buttholes have you seen in your life?
Hundreds, thousands probably. No, like, I'm not even kidding. Like, when I'd have repeat clients and they'd come in, they'd be like, oh my God, like, how have you been? I'm like, I'm more likely to recognize your vagina than I am you, honestly, because it's such a quick service. It's like 5 minutes. And for 3.5 of those, I'm in your flaps.
Don't say the word flaps. What are you saying?
You're whispering eye.
Oh my God. Do you, how many people cry when they get it done? I'm just curious. I never have like gotten, because you gave that whole big speech in your reels about like how Tessa Bailey, who we love, but like really fucked up the Brazilian aftercare situation.
Yeah.
And so how, like, do people often cry? Do they break? Is it like getting a tattoo? I fainted. Am I going to pass out if I get a Brazilian?
Look, honestly, well, like, the laser is different because it's so quick. And I kind of coach people, you know, like, when I'm being paid, I can be actually quite nice. Mm. You can tell that I'm doing this appearance for free, obviously. So when, you know, like, I just kind of say, look, it's going to hurt, but we're going to go to have no hair there. Like, this is why you're here. You know, you're paying X amount of dollars and we can do this. And if it was too hot or whatever, because, you know, they're shooting a medical grade laser into your sensitive areas, I would just turn up the air conditioning unit and then it's just kind of over. More than anything, people are really embarrassed to like derobe in front of people. So obviously you just don't make a big deal out of it. You know, sometimes I'd offer to get my vagina out too.
If you're acting really cool about it, like, I'm going to act cool about it, basically. Like, I'm feeding off your energy.
Yeah.
Like, plus, I just tell myself, I'd be like, just like my gynecologist, like, you have seen so many buttholes that, like,
I literally don't care. Like, this is my job. I'm paid to do this. I'm trained to do this. Do not be embarrassed. If you ever have a bad experience with an esthetician or someone who is providing that service, fuck them. There is 100 people who are better than them. Like, if they make a big deal out of anything. So that's that.
Wow. If anybody was going to shoot a laser at my butthole, it would be you.
See you soon. Pew, pew.
I'm gonna fly all the way to Australia just to have you shoot a laser at my butthole. What a horrible like vacation. It'd be like a 24-hour trip to get there.
Yeah. And then you'd just be like jumping, be like, shit, she's taller than I thought. Like she's a penis taller than I thought she was gonna be.
Oh, that's a generous penis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like they're all 10 inches in books. It's like,
yeah, I guess I thought you were 6 inches shorter. So that's an average penis. Maybe he's a grower though.
Maybe he's a grower. Exactly.
I don't know. Well, that's Michaela, everybody. And that is our first episode together. I do plan to have Michaela back because honestly, she makes me look sane and I do appreciate that because I feel like my reels have gone off the rails a little bit. So I need someone who's just like that much more psychotic than me in a good way.
Look, not everyone can mouth the words to Homie Hopper by PP Cocaine and talk about reverse harems, but you know, it's a noble profession. Some of us have to do it.
That's right. We're just going to read all the Catherine Moons on the reverse harem day. It'll be like a 7-hour long episode. Because like to talk about multiple reverse harems, it's like there's eight characters in each book. Yeah.
I'm going to force you to read some of mine. Like this is going to be pushing Kate out of her comfort zone because some of the books I read, she's going to be like, absolutely fucking not. I'm like, we're doing this.
I'm going to read like Michaela for a month.
Oh gosh, you're going to have you're going to have an emotional breakdown, honestly.
It'll just be like half my recommendations back to me, though. Like, it'll just be like, your TBR is like half reverse harems and then half books I've recommended to you coming back my way.
The Spider-Man meme of just pointing.
Michaela and I really do just like talk to each other in memes constantly. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Michaela.
And, like, making like TikTok noises.
And TikTok noises.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And yeah, we'll see you again soon. And just look in my stories like once a day and you'll find something from Michaela in there. So if you want to follow her, because she's absolutely hilarious. So I say so a lot, but everybody who follows me already knows that. Whatever. All right. Thanks for tuning in and read whatever the fuck you want.